18 after 7. Stamp duty will be slashed for all apartments, units and townhouses bought off the plan under a bold push by the state government to turbocharge the housing market. Craig Wattman, partner at Pitcher Partners. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
Does this actually make a dent?
Yes, I think it's a positive step because it's going to allow a lot of these projects to get off the ground when they otherwise wouldn't. What it does is it brings the investor market back into the frame, and by doing that, you really help the feasibility of these projects, so it gets them off the ground.
So, Craig, help us out here. So this isn't a press release. This is something which is actually real?
Yes, it is. We haven't seen the detail yet, Russell, but I believe it is going to happen. So effectively what it's going to do is extend the existing off-the-plan concession. So at the moment, the off-the-plan concessions are limited to principal place of residence buyers and first home buyers, but this will extend it to investors as well for 12 months, but we'll extend it to investors and at any price point, so no cap on the price.
Mm-hmm. If, for example, you pay $4,000 in stamp duty, as the Herald Sun says, on a purchase of a $620,000 apartment, if you're an investor, what you're buying is a land tax bill of $2,000 every single year you own it, so that's swallowed up pretty quickly.
Yes, that's right. That's right, Ross. So we've talked about land tax a fair bit in the past, and look, I think this it would be better if this was done in conjunction with something to help out the land tax bill. So we've talked in the past about the fact that what could be done is to offer land tax discounts for investors who make their properties available to renters, and also it would really help if we could index the land tax thresholds because
you pay stamp duty once, you pay land tax every year.
Indeed, and obviously the value of land's increased significantly over the past 10 to 15 years, so if we could index the land tax thresholds and catch those up, that would make a significant difference going forward.
So, Craig, in this deal, I suppose we can call it that, this deal is for just for strata-titled property, so can you explain that to us?
Yes, so basically apartments, units and townhouses, so anything that's got a strata title, so it won't apply to your growth areas, house and land package, Russ, but anything that is coming out of the ground that's attached to something else, so any apartment, unit or townhouse will be available.
So I imagine that's because they want to increase the density.
Correct. So it's obviously part of the announcement that's been made by the Premier over the weekend in terms of the activity centres and the apartment buildings that are going to be built around those activities.
And so, and the land that is around train stations right now, I imagine the value of that land has just gone up.
Quite possibly overnight, Russ. Yes, and indeed, it could make a significant difference in that regard.
Good on you, Craig. Thank you very much, Craig Wattman, partner at Pitcher Partners.